Iran remains the biggest backer of President Assad's fight against 3 years of rebellion, as efforts to reach a political settlement have failed. With Syria's neighbors struggling to care for refugees and to contain cross-border violence, President Obama says he's stepping up support for Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and Iraq, but ruled out sending U.S. troops.
As president, I made a decision that we should not put American troops into the middle of this increasingly sectarian war. And I believe that is the right decision. But that does not mean we shouldn't help the Syrian people stand up against a dictator who bombs and starves his own people.
Some say the ongoing talks with Iran on an international nuclear accord may help lessen Tehran's support for the government in Damascus. American University professor Hilary Mann Leverett.
If we can unlock the nuclear issue and kind of even further diminish our sense of Iran as the boogeyman, it would allow us to, I think, more productively sit at the table with them and get serious about conflict resolution in Syria.
She says Iran's role in a ceasefire in Homs shows its willingness to help stop the fighting.
Iran has shown now in a very tangible way that it's not just an ally of Bashar al-Assad. It is a player that can bring stability, that can talk to all of the parties, including deeply anti-Shiite rebel parties, and it can be a positive player.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says nuclear talks are at a tough juncture, but he believes they can produce an agreement beneficial for both sides. But even if a nuclear deal is reached with Iran, there would be little impact on Syria, says former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely.
I don't think it would change Iranian behavior in Syria for one very simple reason. You know, questions of national security are the most fundamental to any country.
And national security for Iran, says Arely, is challenging Gulf states that back Syrian rebels.
There's so much of the Iranian regime that that feeds off of or that uses the international system as a, and its fight against the international system as a way to legitimize its rule. Particularly, you know, its relations with the Gulf states.
Which makes supporting Assad forces central to blocking Gulf ambitions in the Levant.
It also maximizes Iranian influence. So why would they voluntarily give that up? And, oh, by the way, if they did, you know, withdraw support for al-Assad, they would be handing a victory to their opponents. Again, why?
President Assad's assured of being reelected in voting next week in areas he controls. With a new mandate, experts say he'll have even less incentive to negotiate. Increasing pressure on Washington to boost support for rebels and to look for openings with Assad allies, Russia and Iran. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.